Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch. Inheritors, also known as heirs, the series follows a group of wealthy, privileged high school students as they are about to take over their family business empires, overcoming difficulties and growing every step of the way. Kim Tan, that is played by Lee Min Ho, is a wealthy heir to a large Korean conglomerate. He was exiled to the US by his brother Kim Won, that is played by Choi Jin Hyuk, and basically he tries to take over the family business. While in the States, Kim Tan meets Cha Eun Song, that is played by Park Shin Hye, who went there to look for her sister. Despite being engaged to Yoo Rachel, that is played by Kim Ji Won, a fellow heiress, Kim Tan soon falls in love with Eun Sang. When Kim Tan returns to Korea, his former best friend turned enemy Choi Young Do, that is Kim Woo Bin, begins picking on Eun Sang to irritate him. Tension issues between Yeon Do, and he also falls in love with Eun Sang, and then Kim Tan is forced to choose between his responsibility of pursuing the family business or love. So clearly it's a very cliche back in the day kind of a story where you have your poor girl and rich boy, and it's a classic. So yeah, let's get into how we started watching it. Mehak, how did you start watching it?
So I was really new to K-dramas, and this has to be like one of the first K-dramas that I ever watched, and the only reason I watched it because you recommended it to me and you said that it was damn addicting. So I was like, yeah, let's give it a try. And honestly, like, after looking at like the cover picture of the show, I was like, what is this? Like, it's like a family show, so I wasn't really intrigued by the cover picture as such. But then like when you said like, you know, let's watch it, so I just wanted to give it a try. So you tell me, Neha, what about you?
I watched it because I like Lee Min Ho, and I had watched Legend of the Blue Sea right before this. So I was like quite excited to see him. And Park Shin Hye, I actually like her a lot, because I feel like this was one of the shows that I still saw later on, but it gives you like back in the day kind of feels. And yeah, I feel like if I watched this in 2013, maybe I'd like it way more. But yeah, Lee Min Ho, man, his chemistry with every actress is really bang on, and that's how we got into watching it. So let's talk about what stood out to us about this show particularly.
So as I mentioned, it was one of the few shows that I watched in the starting, and this was also my first show of Lee Min Ho. So by looking at his acting, he was like superb, like it was amazing. Honestly, I didn't really expect much, but the first episode went by slow. There was a lot of getting to know and getting to get into the whole scene, and who is the son of who, and there was a lot of people inside, so it was a bit confusing for me. But after the first episode, like at the end of it, it became very clear and I started understanding the plot, and it was very addicting. Like, I couldn't stop at all. So obviously the story is very cliche, that there's a rich boy falling for a poor girl. To make things more cliche, the girl is the maid's daughter and the maid is mute. But the acting and the cast was splendid. Like, the kind of humor that was used in it was just awesome. As for the acting, I think all the actors did a great job. Like Lee Min Ho, he was the perfect possessive boyfriend as we could ever like see. And main lead, the girl mainly, what's her name?
Park Shin Hye.
Yeah, sorry, I just keep forgetting. Park Shin Hye, she was amazing. Like, she had all the perfect expressions. And as for the acting, I feel like none of the characters looked like high school kids. Yeah. But it was like nice to watch a high school like kind of fights, and you know, rich people bullying like poor people or stuff like that. I think all of the characters did a great job. I did have the second lead syndrome, because I really liked and he really like progressed, as you know, he was this very bad kid, and when he met her, he became really honest, and I feel like his character changed dramatically. So I was in a bit of this dilemma that should I go with the second lead or should I go with the
main lead.
But I feel like Lee Min-ho deserved her. And yeah, so every character did a very good job. And I liked the cast. I liked the characters. And yeah, everything was great.
So I think what stood out to me was that all the characters in the show weren't just like put to the side. They weren't just like basic side characters. They all have backgrounds and are constantly explored and developed from the beginning to the end. And they don't sell the price of being rich message too hard. They don't over explain it to the viewers, which is nice. Some stuff in the show is a little fast paced, which is good because otherwise it gets too draggy. The characters are realistic, and even characters like Rachel were very realistic, so I really liked that. I liked how they're not just bad or good characters. There are kids who can be good and bad depending on their situation as well. And you can understand why they say certain things or do certain things from the background or the experiences that they have faced. I also really like the fact that they don't like cram everything and forcefully make couples out of characters. Also, the fact that this was 20 episodes, so I assumed that this was going to...
I didn't realize it was 20 episodes. I felt like this was like... Honestly, like... Let me take an example, like Pinocchio, right?
Yeah.
It was very dragged for me and it had 20 episodes. And Inheritors was just perfect story that was just meant for 20 episodes.
Yeah, and it was 20 episodes, but it didn't seem dragged or that long. Of course, like the shows that we watch nowadays, they are... a little more concise. So in terms of the shows today, maybe you will feel like it's a bit stretched, but I think it was like quite good, especially for the time it was made. Like for 2013, it was ahead of its time. It had one of the best ratings even till now. Like this show has had one of the highest ratings in general, and it's also gotten dubbed into Hindi. So like my dad's mom watched it and she really liked it, and like for some reason it comes like 5 episodes each week for her, like dubbed in Hindi. So when it was on the 15th episode, she was like, when is it gonna come, and I was like, just give it some time. And she really liked it, and she's like the biggest fan of Lee Min-ho, and even her sister watched it and even she liked it. So I feel like in general, even though it was a classic cliched kind of a show, it was very well presented, and you know, like it was cute. It was fun.
Very nice.
And comedy was also cute. And then Lee Min-ho being Lee Min-ho is just too hot not to give in to.
I swear.
And yeah. What about, what was some scene that made you laugh or cry or whatever?
So there was this scene when she like enters the school, okay? Like she got an entry in this rich school because of connections, and she's a new kid, okay, and she's just on the phone and she's walking, and then Lee Min-ho, obviously they both are in Korea now and they both are in the same school, and he tries to protect her, all right, and then Kim Woo-bin is also there.
Yeah, and he's just trying to piss Lee Min-ho.
Yeah, and then she's walking and then Lee Min-ho, she sees Lee Min-ho and then she sees Kim Woo-bin.
Yeah,
and
she's in standing in the middle.
And she's in the middle. And then
everybody's just like, what the hell? Like, she's randomly standing in the middle of them, glaring at each other.
Yeah, and then that was such a perfect scene, like a perfect high school scene, the perfect triangle, love triangle you could ever get.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because she was so dumb. Like, she didn't know what is happening. And she just walked out of there.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't have the second lead syndrome because for me, I was like, Kim Woo-bin was like a bully in the beginning, but as Mehek mentioned, he does have like character development, and I'm all in for that because I feel like that happens to us as we grow, so it's quite relatable. But I don't know, I didn't get the second lead syndrome. Maybe it's because I'm like too into Lee Min-ho, I don't know.
And then there was this one scene when like they all go for a school trip, if I'm not wrong, and in the morning, like obviously Lee Min-ho is like this very possessive guy, he's always behind Park Shin-hye, and so Kim Woo-bin Kim Woo Bin is following Park Shin Hee, and then comes Lee Min Ho, and they all like push each other in the pool, and it's very funny. And yeah, it's just like a series of events. One pushes one in the pool, and then the other pushes them in the pool. It's like, you know, this third
domino effect.
Domino, just, yeah. So it's just like very funny. So I really like the cute scenes of Lee Min Ho and Park Shin Hee, and some of the good scenes. What about you?
So there's this one scene in the first episode itself where Park Shin Hee, like, she's staying with Lee Min Ho, and every time she takes something, eats something, or any like does anything, she keeps paying him for it, and he's like, "Yo, like, stop." And then there's this random scenes where he just like removes her rubber band and like opens her hair.
Oh yeah, like there was this mean, like, everybody.
Yeah, usually all the Korean boys tie the girl's hair, but Lee Min Ho just pulls it. Yeah,
he's like this very.
And also, do you know, so there's this one like kiss scene or whatever in the show, and that was like Park Shin Hee didn't know that that scene had to exist.
Really?
Like, yeah, so like Lee Min Ho like went in to kiss or whatever because it said so in the script, and she didn't know it. And then she actually got shocked, and she pulls his shirt and all, and so yeah, so basically like they said in an interview that she didn't know about the scene. So that there are a lot of like cute
that makes
scenes.
It very original, you know.
Yeah, that's what they said, like that's the reason that they kept it in the show, because it was very organic or whatever. And yeah, that was, and bro, I think my favorite character was Crystal, because she used to get so insecure about her boyfriend. And yeah, just like Park Shin Hee and Crystal's boyfriend's friendship was also very, very nice. I really liked them. And yeah, the music also, like, according to the show, it was like,
it was okay. It was not that great.
Yeah, it wasn't like addictive music, but it fit into the show quite well.
And considering it was 2013, you can't expect much also.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. And they won, like, a shit ton of awards, for it.
Yeah, damn.
And they got nominated for, like, a bunch of things. But I can tell, like, at that time, it was ahead of its time, the show.
Yeah. So, let's move on to what's next for the main lead. So, Neha, tell me about Lee Min Ho.
So, Lee Min Ho is coming in this show called Pacino. And he's going to be like the main lead in it. And apart from that, after Inheritors, he came in this show called Summer Love, and then Legend of the Blue Sea. By the way, it's a fab show, Legend of the Blue Sea, even though like it seems a little whack, but it's really funny. And then Seven First Kisses, and then recently The King. So these were the shows he did after. Right now I'm just waiting for him to come in Pacino, because I think it'll be really funny. I think it's Pacinco. I don't really know the pronunciation.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay, what about Park Shin Hee?
So Park Shin Hee is not really coming in any dramas moving forward to 2022. So she was there in this movie called The Call, which was a great success.
Oh my god, yeah. We've reviewed also The Call.
Yeah, that's a really good like movie. Like, you guys should watch it. It's a thriller.
It's a thriller.
And
open-ended thriller.
Yeah. So moving on to Kim Woo Bin. So after doing the hairs, he was in Love Sells, We Are Young, Uncontrollably Fond.
Uncontrollably Fond is just like a cry show all the way.
Ah, that's why I'm not watching it, because I know obviously the spoilers.
Yeah.
But yeah, like he's coming in this drama called Courier. He will be playing the main role in it. And also this show called Our Blues, which he's coming with.
He's not going to be opposite, but he's one of the main leads, and his girlfriend is also Shinmina. She's also one of the main leads.
Yeah, so
but
it's
so
really
sad
excited.
Because I've always wanted to see them together, but the fact that they are like in the same show but like not opposite each other is making
me a little
upset.
What if he will be like a second lead? Oh my
Bro,
god!
Bro, I'll cry.
Even I'll cry, because they're so good looking together. I can't.
Bro, and he like went through cancer and all, and she's always there for him, so it's very cute.
Oh.
So yeah. I think they are going to get married soon, if I'm not wrong.
Dating since 9 years, so yeah. And also he's coming in this movie called Alien Plus People, and which is to be announced, and also this movie called Wire Trap, which is unconfirmed right now.
But he's been offered the role.
Yeah, so let's see if anything comes ahead. Yeah.
So that's about it. Let's give it our ratings. I would give it an 8 on 10. Maybe because this is a little bit older. So maybe watching it now, you wouldn't enjoy it as much as you would back then. But it's still a good watch. So I'd give it an 8 on 10. What about you, Mehak?
I think I would give it a 8.5 because I feel like this was like a perfect drama, like K-drama. And I really like the cliche stories. So I feel like I really liked it. Even I like the ending. So it was like,
yeah,
perfect.
It was nice. I think similar shows to this would be My Love from the Stars, The Secret Life of My Secretary, Legend of the Blue Sea, and Another Miss O. Like, I think if you guys really liked Inheritors, these shows maybe, like, yeah, you know, you should check them out.
Or Waikiki.
No, but Waikiki is more like funny.
Oh, okay. So like more into drama. Yeah.
This is like romance, like cliche romance, but also like nice. And some of these roles have like whack characters, like Legend of the Blue Sea has Lee Min Ho, but also has like the main lead. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.